She had to wear shoes and stockings all the time. Only when she got ready for bed did her feet reappear, the small brown feet of great character which had always, in the village, been a visible part of her as much as her hands, her eyes. Here her feet were put away in leather cases, amputated by the cold. So she didn't walk much, didn't run about the house, bustle about the kitchen. She sat by the heater in the front room, wrapped up in a pale, ragged, knitted woolen blanket, a butterfly going back into its cocoon. Going away, farther away all the time, but not by walking. Sadie found it easier now to know mother and father, whom she had scarcely known for the last 15 years, than to know Auntie, whose lap and arms had been her haven. It was delightful to discover her parents, her mother's good-natured wit and intellect, her father's shy, unhandy efforts at showing affection. To converse with them as an adult while knowing herself unreasonably beloved as a child, it was easy. It was delightful. They talked about everything. They learned one another. While Auntie shrank, fluttered away very softly, deviously, seeming not to be going anywhere, back to the village, to Uncle Hurry's grave.